Good evening, folks. This is Kent Lindquist, and I would like to welcome you back to the Feeling of Jazz for one more session on our Sunday night get-together. We've got 2 hours of great modern mainstream jazz ahead of us, so we hope you'll stick around. We'll take a little break at the top of the hour for the news, and then we'll be back for a second hour. We're going to kick it off with an early disc by trumpeter Miles Davis from his prestige album called Dig, cut back in October 1951. Of course, Miles on trumpet, a very young Jackie McLean on alto sax. He must have been about 20 years old at this time. Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, who wasn't much older at this time. They were a little bit unknown at this time, but went on to be jazz giants. Walter Bishop on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and the ever-present Art Blakey on drums. Dig is a composition that was written by Miles Davis based on the chord changes of Sweet Georgia Brown. So let's listen to Dig. Thank you. sprightly little bop line written by my trumpet man Miles Davis called Dig, based on the chord changes of Sweet Georgia Brown. Here's some fine alto sax work there by Jackie McLean. Tenor sax work was by Sonny Rollins, and of course Miles was on trumpet. We're going to get down and dirty a little bit and do a little funky organ sound. We're going to do an album from Jimmy McGriff called McGriff's House Party, and on a Milestone label, and included with Jimmy McGriff on organ, we have the tenor tandem of Eric Alexander and Bill Easley on tenor sax, Rodney Jones on guitar, and Bernard Purdy on drums, two of the great organ rhythm men in the business. And this is a Rodney Jones composition called Grits, Gravy, and Groove. Thank you. That was the organ sounds of Swinging Mr. Jimmy McGriff from his album McGriff's House Party. Two great tenor sax men out there with him, Eric Alexander and Bill Easley. And a classic organ rhythm section. The guys really know how to back up the organ players. Rodney Jones on guitar, Bernard Purdy on drums. Okay, now we're going to turn to two great straight-ahead mainstream Bob musicians, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Connie Candoli from Mishawaka, Indiana. This is on a Mode album cut back in June of 89 and recorded live at the Hyatt Newporter in Newport Beach, California in, I think it was about 83. Let me double check my liner notes here. I'm sorry, 93. And also has Ross Tompkins on piano, John Latham on bass, Paul Kierich on drums. And this is a swinging version of a Dizzy Gillespie composition that was written back in the mid-40s by Dizzy. It's become a Bob standard down through the years. It's called Ow. All right, that was the frontline tandem of Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Connie Condoli on quintet, obviously live from a club in Newport Beach, California, back in 1993. Also had some fine piano work there by Ross Tompkins on piano. They were doing a little romp through Dizzy Gillespie's classic bop composition, Ow. Now we're going to turn to one of the tastier piano players on the jazz scene. Unfortunately, we just lost this gentleman a couple of years ago. Great pianist, jazz educator. Had a show on Sunday morning, network show on Sunday morning TV regarding jazz. He had a jazz mobile that went around Harlem and played for the different student bodies. This is Billy Taylor. And this is an album that he cut back in January of 56. And the title of the album was At the London House. Of course, that's the London House, the famous London House in Chicago that had many, many jazz trios and down through the years. And this is Billy Taylor on piano, backed up by Earl May on bass, Percy Bryce on drums. He's live at the London House doing George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Our Love Is Here to Stay. Thank you. right, that was Billy Taylor on piano with his trio, comprised of Earl May on bass, Percy Bryce on drums, doing George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Our Love Is Here to Stay. And that was done live at the London House in Chicago back in 1956. Now we're going to turn to Cannonball Adderley's little brother, Nat Adderley, from his Atlantic album cut in 1966 called Sayin' Somethin', which has an all-star aggregation that includes Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Ron McCurdy on drums, and this is a swing version of Herbie Hancock's great original composition, Cantaloupe Island.
Thank you.
That was Herbie Hancock's classic composition, Cantaloupe Island, done by Ned Adderley and his group. Of course, it was Ned Adderley on cornet. A lot of people say Ned Adderley on trumpet, but he always played cornet. And Joe Henderson on tenor sax, the composer himself, Herbie Hancock on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Ron McCurdy on drums. Okay, now we're going to do a couple things from that great Riverside independent label from the 50s and 60s that was formed by Orrin Keepnews. And one of the great artists that he signed in about 1959 was Indianapolis' own Wes Montgomery, the great guitarist. And this is from the Riverside album called The Incredible Jazz Guitar of Wes Montgomery. Wes is on guitar, of course, backed up by Tommy Flanagan on piano and the Heath brothers, Percy Heath on bass, Tootie Heath on drums. And this is a Sonny Rollins composition called Erigin, which is really Nigeria spelled backwards.
Thank you.
Indianapolis' own West Montgomery doing a little romp through Arigen, which is a Sonny Rollins composition, Nigeria spelled backwards. That's from the Riverside album, the incredible jazz guitar of West Montgomery, and some fine piano work there by Tommy Flanagan. We're going to stay with the Riverside label now and move over to something by Coleman Hawkins, the father of the tenor, modern jazz tenor sax, who broke in back in the mid-20s with the Fletcher Henderson Big Band and went on to dominate the tenor sax scene for pretty much the rest of his career, which lasted through the late 60s. This is a Riverside album by Hawk called The Hawk Flies High, cut in March of 57. It includes J.J. Johnson on trombone, Ira Sullivan on trumpet, Oscar Pettiford on piano, Hank Jones on drums, Joe Jones on drums, and this is a little item written by Hank Jones called The Chant. was the Coleman Hawkins little group doing the chant. Well, we're just about ready to close out the first hour. Please come back with us after the news at the top of the hour for another hour of swinging mainstream jazz. We're going to close out the first hour with just a little taste of a little composition called 16 Men Swingin'.